The debate between evolution and creationism has taken on new terms in recent years. The argument that's underway before the Ohio State School Board, for example, pits evolution theory against the theory of intelligent design. Reporter Bill Rice of member station WCPN joins us now from Cleveland. First, Bill Rice, what is it that the Ohio School Board is trying to decide?
Well, the Ohio School Board is trying to decide on a new set of academic science standards, and they've done this with other subjects. Right now they're doing math and science. They've done it with social studies. Science is up next, and they're trying to they have a whole writing team, 41 members, I believe, who are currently writing the new standards, and those will be presented to the board and debated over the next several months.
And they had a big public forum in Columbus yesterday.
Correct, they did.
Now, the question of intelligent design comes up in the course of this forum and in this debate generally. What is intelligent design theory?
Well, the basis of their argument is inference. That is, life itself is so complex and its mechanisms are so intricate that it's legitimate to infer the influence of a designer. And they draw parallels to some non-living phenomena, such as an ancient arrowhead, for instance, that an archaeologist might unearth and conclude that that was designed by a human, the argument being that the stone could not have taken that shape simply by exposure to weather or other natural forces. And then they use that same inference with regard to certain biological mechanisms. And they also criticize evolutionary theory as being inadequate to explain many of the things about the nature and origins of life, although they're very careful not to dismiss evolution altogether.
So the theory of intelligent design is consistent at its core with biblical creationism, but it doesn't present its argument in theological terms or in biblical terms. It's more general than that.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they argue before the board, is that there is no particular favoring of any religion or any particular creator. It's the scientific investigation of the origins of life.
How do the advocates of evolution theory rebut this, and how did they do so in the forum at Columbus?
Well, they say absolutely not. This is not science. They say science is based on the ability to verify or falsify findings through experimentation and observation, and that to draw that inference actually sidesteps scientific methods and essentially gives up on finding the answer to any particularly difficult problem and infers a designer was responsible.
It sounds that at this stage of the debate, the advocates of intelligent design claim the skeptical ground and accuse the other side, the evolutionists, of being dogmatic, whereas evolutionary theory is, of course, a theory.
Well, that's right, and it kind of it turns the tables on what was going on back in the 1920s with the John Scopes trial, when creationism was very much on trial there. It seems the tables have been turned and evolution now is being questioned.
Do you have any indication whether the people who are going to draw up the science standards for the Ohio School Board might indeed include the theory of intelligent design in those standards, or are they still pretty much with the evolutionary school?
Well, when this story first started to break, I understood there to be about 4 or 5 board members out of 19 elected and appointed members who were for this idea. Now, a source that I spoke to earlier today told me that a board member told him that if the vote were held today, the intelligent design concept would get a thumbs up from the Board of Education. Now, since the meeting, maybe some people have been swayed one way or the other. We don't know. Most of the board members are keeping pretty quiet about their own opinions on this.
And when might the school board reach a conclusion on this matter?
It's really going to be many months before they do. They'll be debating it through the summer, through much of the fall, and I think they expect to reach a decision sometime in late 2002.
Bill Rice, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're quite welcome.
Reporter Bill Rice of member station WCPN spoke to us from Cleveland.